Okay, today by the time we're continuing in the 25th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Chafei, Mishnah Dalet. So we're going to talk about a wooden kli that has two base kibbles that are hollowed out inside the kli. So one of them could hold a rova, and the other holds a chatzi rova. So a rova of a chatzi a rova. If this wooden kli holds a rova in one of its hollowed out sections and a chatzi rova in the other, nitma rova lo nitma chatzi a rova. If the rova becomes tamei, the chatzi rova does not. Nitma chatzi rova lo nitma rova, and if the chatzi rova becomes tamei, the rova does not become tamei. Amru lefnei Rabbi Akiva, so the Talmidim said in front of Rabbi Akiva, hold the chatzi harova acharayim larova. Since you consider the chatzi rova to be the acharayim of the rova, meaning that apparently the main part of the kli, which is the toch, is the chatzi, is the rova, and the half rova, the chatzi rova, is considered the acharayim. So then kli shenitma tocha lo nitma chorov. It shouldn't the whole thing become tamei if the toch, whatever you consider to be the toch, becomes tamei. Shouldn't the acharayim become tamei as well? Isn't that the whole din of acharayim the toch, that if the acharayim becomes tamei, the toch does not, but if the toch becomes tamei, the Achoraim does? So Amar lahen, shel kas kodmin hi. That kasha is an old kasha. My Talmidim from yesteryear asked that kasha already. O shema harova achoraim l'chatzi harova. But we don't know which is considered the achoraim and which is considered the toch. So since each one can be viewed as the primary section of it, so each one is considered to be the acharayim of the other one. Klisha nitmu acharav lo nitmu tocho, and any time the acharayim becomes tamei, the toch does not become tamei. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, so the Mishnah talks about a kli that has again two bate kibul, one that holds a rova, one that holds a chatzi rova. So before we spoke about the if one of them becomes tamei, so now the Mishnah is going to talk about what about the dofne. So we're continuing to talk about the same type of kli, but now nitma harova, if the inside of the rova, the portion that holds the rova becomes tamei from a tamei mashke, harova va'achorav tamein. The rova itself and the walls of that rova become tamei, chatzia rova va'achorav tahorin. But the chatzia rova and its walls are tahor. Nitma chatzia rova, if the chatzia rova became tamei, chatzia rova va'achorav tamein. The chatzia rova and the walls are tamei harova v'achorav tarim, but the rova and its walls are tar. Nitmu achorei harova, if the achorei harova, the walls of the rova become tamei, achorei chatzi harova tahorin, the walls of the chatzi harova remain tahor. Divrei Meir v'cham momrim ein cholken es hagabayin, that you can't divide the walls themselves. So when the outside of one of them becomes tamei, the outside of the other one becomes tamei as well. Ukshu matpil matpil es kulo, whenever any part of it becomes tamei, and when you're matpil the kli, you have to be matpil the entire kli, because you need the whole thing to have a bias mayim, to be immersed in the mikvah. So you need to put the entire thing in the mikvah, even though only half of the kli may actually be tamei. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet Perek Chafei, Mishnah Dalet, we said that if you have a kli that has two carved out sections of it, if the rova section becomes tamei, the chatzi rova does not, and vice versa. And the Talmud the master of Akiva, well, wait a second. If the chatzi arova is the achorayim and the rova is the toch, isn't the halacha that when the toch becomes tamei, the achorayim becomes tamei as well? He said, nah, they're both achorayim in this case. And then in Mishnah Hay, we said that if the rova becomes tamei, the rova and its walls are tamei, and the same, and the chatzi rova and its walls remain tahar. And if the chatzi rova becomes tamei, the chatzi rova and its walls are tamei, but the rova and its walls are tahar. But if the walls of the rova become tamei, then the walls of the chatzia rova, according to a mayor, are tahar. But according to the chamim, the walls of the chatzia rova will be tamei as well. But whenever you put such kli in the mikvah, even if only parts of it are tamei, the entire thing has to be put into the mikvah. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Chafei, Mishnah Vav.